It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Thursday, November 2nd. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A North Iowa man could serve up to a decade in prison for shooting a gun in the direction of a peace officer. In October 2022, 40-year-old John Saylocker of Nora Springs was accused of threatening to kill a woman in Rudd. Later that evening, as he was returning to her home with a rifle, he came upon a traffic stop at a Floyd County Sheriff's deputy involving the victim's son. Saylocker allegedly fired the gun in their vicinity, led law enforcement on a short vehicle pursuit, and was captured in a harvested cornfield near Nora Springs. Saylocker was initially charged with attempted murder, going armed with intent, assault on a peace officer with a dangerous weapon, first-degree harassment, and eluding. On September 5th, he pleaded guilty to assault on persons in certain occupations and assault while participating in a felony, both Class D felonies. This week, Saylocker was sentenced to serve up to 10 years in prison in order to pay over $2,000 in fines. It's not the end of legal issues for Saylocker. On September 7th, the Iowa State Patrol arrested Saylocker for OWI along Interstate 35, about 15 miles south of Clear Lake. He has pleaded not guilty and is slated for trial December 19th in Cerro Gordo County District Court. A Floyd County man has agreed to a plea deal stemming from a pursuit with law enforcement at speeds over 100 miles per hour. 36-year-old Shane McRoberts of Nora Springs allegedly stole $200 worth of merchandise from the Mason City Walmart on August 12th and then drove away. Police pursued McRoberts, who darted in and out of traffic at speeds over 100 miles per hour. Investigators say McRoberts eventually drove off the road into a soybean field southwest of Mason City, causing about $2,500 worth of damage to the crop. He was captured after he abandoned his vehicle and tried to run away. McRoberts was originally charged with second-degree criminal mischief, eluding at speeds 25 miles per hour or more over the posted limit, driving while barred, and third-degree theft. His trial was scheduled to begin Tuesday in Cerro Gordo County District Court. However, on Monday, McRoberts agreed to plead guilty to second-degree criminal mischief and eluding. His sentencing has been set for December 13th. Court records show McRoberts was convicted of assault in Cerro Gordo County last November and has been arrested at least twice for violating his probation since. He was also convicted on two assault charges in Floyd County in 2020. A Charles City man has been sentenced for his role in a break-in and assault last spring. Charles City police arrested 29-year-old Luis Eduardo Gonzalez Herrera in April after he was accused of breaking down a locked and deadbolted door to his ex-girlfriend's home and attacking the woman by hitting, pushing, and grabbing her. He also threw her cell phone on the ground and stepped on it. Herrera was originally charged with first-degree burglary, domestic abuse assault second offense, and fourth-degree criminal mischief. In early October, he pleaded guilty to the assault with other counts dismissed as part of a plea deal. This week, a Floyd County judge sentenced Herrera to 2 days in jail and pay $430 in fines. He must also complete the Iowa Domestic Abuse Program. While Floyd County supervisors look at updates to the county's ordinances regarding the future development of wind turbine farms, they're also being urged to revisit ordinances for underground carbon capture pipelines as well. Navigator CO2 Ventures recently pulled the plug on its Heartland Greenway carbon pipeline, while Summit Carbon Solutions announced its Midwest Carbon Express, if a permit is granted, won't be operational until 2026, not in 2024 as originally hoped. Both companies have targeted Floyd County for construction of those carbon pipelines, although both were on shaky ground after the two companies ran into construction permit application snags in North and South Dakota, with some county ordinances putting up roadblocks to the projects. In Iowa, Summit has taken Shelby County to court over the county's proposed ordinances to restrict construction routes, with Summit arguing that it's beyond their jurisdiction. Still, landowner Kathy Carter urged the Floyd County Board of Supervisors during their meeting Monday morning that the time is now to revisit the county's carbon pipeline ordinance.
If we wait until the next legislative session to pursue something on eminent domain, it'll be too late. There will be other projects. We know that. So I would urge you to, and the planning and zoning, to push for some very sturdy ordinances. Please push for some ordinances. Your citizens need that help.
In addition to concerns over pipeline ordinances and eminent domain, Carter and fellow North Iowa landowners Candace Brandow Larson and Kim Junker have filed suit against Summit for the water the company plans to use in the operation of its pipeline. The landowners want the Iowa DNR to rescind a permit to allow Summit to withdraw some 56 million gallons of water each year from the aquifer near the Homeland Energy Solutions ethanol plant between Lawler and New Hampton, the easternmost starting point for Summit's proposed carbon pipeline. The lawsuit argues that the water use does not serve a beneficial purpose and Summit's permit should be voided. The Aspen Institute has named North Iowa Area Community College in Mason City as one of the 150 institutions eligible to compete for the $1 million Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence, the nation's signature recognition of high achievement and performance among two-year colleges. Aspen says institutions selected for the honor stand out among more than 1,000 community colleges nationwide as having high and improving levels of student success. Schools are also recognized for equitable outcomes for Black and Hispanic students, as well as those from lower-income backgrounds. NIAC President Steve Schultz said in a statement, "Being one of just two community colleges in Iowa invited to vie for the prestigious Aspen Prize is a testament to NIAC's unwavering commitment to student success. Receiving this recognition for the sixth consecutive time is a testament to the exceptional dedication and expertise of our outstanding faculty and staff who continually drive us toward excellence. I am proud of each one of our team members for contributing to this legacy of success." Also making the finalist list from Iowa is Northwest Iowa Community College in Sheldon. The Aspen Institute will select 25 semifinalists next April, pare that down to 10 finalists next June, and select its next winner in early 2025. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.